From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Andrea Mako is reporting for Porcupine Soup. The trial of former Prattsville Town Supervisor Corey O'Hara will begin on July 26 in the U.S. District Court for the Northern District of New York. The U.S. Attorney's Office charged O'Hara, 44, along with Prattsville resident Stephen Baker, 69, with fraud relating to various grants awarded to the town of Prattsville following Hurricane Irene. The indictment charged O'Hara and Baker with conspiracy to commit wire fraud, and theft concerning a program receiving federal funds. O'Hara is also charged with bank fraud and making false statements in a loan application. In April, U.S. District Judge Frederick J. Scullin set the trial date for July 26, citing COVID-19 as a reason. The continuance came at the request of attorney William J. Dreyer, who represents O'Hara, and E. Stewart Jones, the attorney for Baker. The matter has been delayed multiple times due to COVID restrictions and safety protocols. According to court documents, the government offered a proposed plea agreement to each of the defendants in March. By setting a potential trial date in July, the parties now have time to review and consider these agreements. Hurricane Irene caused devastating damage to the town of Prattsville in August 2011, resulting in the distribution of millions of dollars in rehabilitation grants to Prattsville and its residents. The indictment alleges that between 2013 and 2015, Baker produced false invoices from his Prattsville-based modular home business, claiming to reflect construction work done to O'Hara's automotive garage and presented them for payment. O'Hara allegedly issued checks to Baker's business called Moore's Homes and showed the invoices as paid, but Baker returned all of the funds, according to the U.S. Attorney's Office. O'Hara then allegedly submitted the bogus invoices and fully reimbursed checks to the town and the New York State Housing Trust Fund Corporation to obtain nearly $25,000 in grant proceeds under the New York Main Street program. O'Hara is also accused of a similar scheme involving the local waterfront revitalization program. O'Hara and Baker are currently released on their own recognizance. And you can read the full story at porcupinesoup.com. Patricia Doxey is reporting for the Daily Freeman. The Ulster County Legislature's Law Enforcement and Public Safety Committee last week authorized contracts that will place county sheriff's deputies in two school districts and Ulster County BOCES. If approved by the legislature's Ways and Means Committee this week, the resolutions will be voted on by the full legislature on May 18th. The contracts would authorize the sheriff's office to assign deputy sheriffs to the Ontaora School District and Roundout School District and Ulster County BOCES during the 2021-22 school year. The requests come at a time when concerns are being raised in various communities about the presence of police officers in schools and how that policy contributes to the school-to-prison pipeline. The Ulster County Criminal Justice and Reform Commission recommended earlier this year that the sheriff's office either stop providing deputies to schools or that the school resource officer program be revamped to ensure that the officers were not used for discipline. Sheriff Juan Figueroa said he understands the concerns, particularly of inner city schools, that having armed officers in the schools raise. He said school resource officers are trained in the best practices of working in schools as resource officers. Figueroa said, and I quote, "These SROs are different. They are respected by their schools, and they're respected by the kids in the schools," end quote. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. The Crandall Theatre Board of Directors May 11th announced the appointment of three new members. The board has welcomed Dr. Carl E. Rader Drummer, Joanne Dunn Murphy, and Nick Van Alstein to its ranks. Linda Kukoff, board president, said, and I quote, "Each of our new members brings unique knowledge and expertise to our efforts," end quote. She added, and I quote, "With all the projects upcoming for the Crandall, we will certainly benefit from their energy and perspectives," end quote. Drummer is the president of Columbia Green Community College. Murphy moved to Columbia County in 2015. She is chair of the Crandall's new Community Outreach Committee. She also serves on the boards of the Shaker Museum, Mount Lebanon, and Columbia County Habitat for Humanity. Van Alsing is a resident of Spencertown. He is the president and CEO of W.N. Van Alsing and Sons and its McCarran Printed Products Division. Van Alsing is chair of the Crandall's Fundraising and Development Committee. The Crandall Theater is Columbia County's oldest and largest movie theater. It was built in 1926 by Walter S. Crandall as a vaudeville house. And you can read more about this at crandalltheater.org. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. The local weather reports, public meetings, community information, or COVID-19 updates, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.